Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 322 of our classic podcast. From February of 2006, just a few months before we retired our show for the first time, while we were in the midst of TV show Teachers, comes this bit from Chris Norton. It's one of my favorites, and it's Chris finally breaking out on his own with Lance Germain, his manager, and coming up with Germain Hair Care and Beauty Products, I think was the name of this bullcrap company they had. And their sort of advertising mantra, if you will, their advertising slogan was, let me be perfectly honest with you, your face ain't cutting it. And this, they thought, was a, you know, million-dollar slogan. So here's Chris Norton now talking with me from February of 2006, with episode 322 of our classic podcast. Is a pharmaceutical telemarketer, right, Chris, in Hermosa Beach?
Yeah, that's kind of my day job.
And you have a new company that you and your partner, Lance Germain, have put together called Germain Hair Care and Salon Products for Women?
That's correct, Phil. We're asking women to... What we're trying to do is ask women to keep an open mind about beauty and about what... they need. I come across a statistic not too long ago that was rather interesting. The average woman in America, Phil, spends on the average $79 every 2 months, which is, in other words, almost $40 a month on beauty care, on beauty products and procedures. And they're literally spending thousands of dollars for breast enhancement, facelifts, and so forth. And this is a country of women, as you indicated, Phil, who've been through an awful lot. But for that amount of money that they're spending on hair care, on beauty products, on facelifts, on breast enhancement, you look around you and it's you're not really getting a lot for their money. So,
well, you're saying women are in need of more advanced beauty treatment?
Well,
you say you're looking around, you're not getting... Who's not getting enough for their money?
Well, primarily women are getting beauty treatments. I think you can agree women are getting beauty treatments for men, you know, to be pleasing to the eye of men, but also for themselves. At Germain Hair Care and Salon Products, we're trying to put the woman in touch with the very best hair care and salon products at about half the cost, and products that are quality brand names. And additionally, we can name any one of several hundred clinics and doctors who do breast enhancement, quality breast enhancement, for about three-quarters the cost to half the cost. We want women to feel comfortable, and we want them to achieve what they, you know, if you look around, you're not really getting a lot for your money. So,
you don't have a website. You don't have any email. Do you do everything person-to-person in contacting women?
Yeah, we do. We're starting our business by making direct one-on-one contact with women. We see them every day. Candidates for breast enhancement, skin peels, facelifts, eye lifts, what have you. We see them and we approach them and tell them who we are and what we have to offer.
Well, what qualifies in your mind a woman for these beauty treatments?
Well,
I mean, in other words, you're saying that...
I have to tell you, Phil, probably every other woman you see in America who's spending $80, you know, $40 a month, whatever, on beauty treatments, and you look at them, and you know, a lot of them are pretty hard on the eyes. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm saying that they've been through an awful lot. You know, if you look at what women have been through, as you indicated, it's a tough time in our country. So they're spending money to be more beautiful, and it's not enough. I mean, so I say women are a little tough on the eyes, and that's because this has not been an easy time. So we want, you know, we go up to them, whether or not we're in a public place. I introduce myself. I tell them that with great honesty, and I try to say with honesty and sensitivity that they, you know, could use a little beauty treatments.
And all right, so here's the thing. This is obviously, they're going to get insulted, right?
Well, you know, you have to. I'm just asking women to be open-minded, to be open-minded enough to hear a man say, you know, for all the money that women are spending in this country on beauty treatments, it's pretty bad, the results. It's almost as if you went to sleep for, say, 5 years ago, And I told you that there would be X number of dollars. In the last 5 years, we've spent billions of dollars on beauty treatment. And I told you, Phil, in the next 5 years, billions will be spent by women to enhance their physical beauty. Now you're going to go to sleep for 5 years. You're probably thinking to yourself, man, when I wake up, it's going to be wonderful to see the breast enhancements and so forth. And then you wake up in 5 years, and you kind of it would be depressing.
But see, what you're saying is a little insulting, you know.
Well, it depends on how you say it, Phil.
Well, tell me how you say it, and why a woman wouldn't be insulted.
I know how to communicate with women, and one of the reasons is because I've, you know, for want of a better word, women are attracted to me. I am, you know, pretty good looking. I do have a fair amount of sex appeal, and I think they want to take my advice because I tell them that. And also the other thing that we do is kind of an extra added bonus is if they do take our advice and buy some of our products, and they want, you know, I'll go out with them, and they can go out with me. So that's part of the other thing.
What do you mean go out with you? Go out to dinner or something?
Yeah, I'll tell them if you buy a certain, you know, we hit a dollar figure, say if you buy $50 worth of Germaine hair care and salon products, then you can also go out with me. So that is also an added incentive.
All right, Chris Norton joins us on the Phil Henry Newsmaker line. Mr. Norton's company, Germaine Hair Care Products and Salon Products for Women. Women today spend far too much money on beauty treatments and body enhancements, and they're not getting their money's worth because women don't look as good as they should. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I want to get back to the comment that women don't look as good as they should, given the money that they spend. How good should they look?
It's a very good question, Phil, but for the money that women spend on breast enhancements in this country, there's no reason why every American woman shouldn't have breasts that have been enlarged. And so you look at the money that has been spent on making a breast bigger, and then you kind of scratch your head because then you go out and you look around, and it's a lot of flat women out there, and you're going, what's going on? I think it's because women don't know the good doctors to go to. You can get a breast enhancement, and within 2 years, it may go down or it may not be as big.
And what do you mean?
Well,
are you saying that they don't maintain their size or their proportion?
Yeah, a lot of them just... there's situations where a lot of breasts will not deflate because it sounds like they're pumped full of air, but you'll get flat, you know.
Sounds like you're buying a set of tires.
Yeah, it is, you know, in a way. That's because the doctors that are doing a lot of these breast enhancements are not good. We can connect women to doctors that in 5 years, your breasts won't look, you know, one bigger than the other. I mean, that's, I don't think, and this is very delicate, but I want to say this to women. It's pretty, I guess the word might be gnarly to when a woman, and I don't want to be indelicate, but when she takes her blouse off and one's bigger than the other, it's pretty gnarly. So I'm just trying to say that we can help women because it's just not working. Whatever they're doing ain't working.
Whatever they're doing isn't working, huh?
Well, I
mean, I'm telling you right now, and I may not be the guy with the most sex appeal. I'm interested, you describe yourself as somebody who can communicate with women because you're sexy and because you women are attracted to you.
Yeah, well, it is true. Women are attracted to me, and I'm not saying that for ego, but...
All right, well, that's fine, but I'm telling you that I know enough about women to know that I think maybe, isn't there a better way of saying you really aren't getting your money's worth with your beauty treatments? Because, you know, how do you come up to a woman and say, you need beauty enhancement?
We're just asking women to keep an open mind. It's one thing that women have a difficult time doing is being open-minded. Women are very close-minded. They want to believe that once they spend money on a breast job, that there'll be a lot of men who want to look at it. And that's not that simple. The breast job needs to be done properly. And I'm asking women to keep an open mind and to contact our company. Or we can come up to you and say, hi, I'm Chris Norton. I'm with Germaine Hair Care and Salon Products. I'm going to be very honest with you. You could use some beauty enhancement. It's pretty obvious, and
And then she's going to say, how dare you, you're very rude.
And I will say to her, I may be rude, but I'm telling you straight, you've got it. Your face is...
Yeah? In your brochure, you said you went to one where you said, I'm doing you a favor.
Yes, I do. I'll walk up to a lot of women and say, look, I'm going to do you a big favor. You got to do something with your face, and the faster the better. And what I'm proposing is you buy our products. Whether it be brass or sass, it doesn't matter.
I'm going to tell you, man, you're a better man than me in communicating to women that way.
We believe that you can communicate to women directly. We believe that women have the ability to hear honest appraisal without getting bitched out for it. You know, I'm just that's all I'm saying.
Without getting bitched out. All right, hold on for a minute, Chris.
No, but the key thing here is women have to keep an open mind.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Women are not getting their money's worth with the beauty treatments that they've been getting over the last 10 to 15 years. Millions of dollars, billions of dollars spent on breast enhancements, face peels, and so forth. The average woman spends somewhere near $40 to $50 a month on beauty products, and yet, according to Mr. Norton and people who work with him, you look around, and I'm quoting him, women in America are pretty hard on the eyes. He believes that a direct approach, going up to a woman and saying, I'm doing you a favor, you got to do something with your face. I think she'd belt you. But in any event, he can connect women with breast enhancement, all kinds of plastic surgery, all kinds of beauty enhancement for one half to three quarters the cost they're spending now. He brokers these things. All he asks is that women keep an open mind about just how tough they are to look at. Man. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You are, Mr. Norton, for want of a better word, you are pioneering a very direct and honest approach to a potential customer, the women of America, by telling them they're not looking as good as they should for the money they're spending. I want to ask you, is that the best approach, given the vanity of women?
I think it is, Phil.
You really do?
I really do, because I think women have been lied to enough. I think women have been told, you know. I think we need to speak directly to the women and say to them, yeah, you can be, you know, maybe not beautiful, but you can be better looking than you are, but it's going to take Germaine hair care products. That's how we feel about it.
Don't you think you ought to canvas women and ask them if this is the kind of approach that they want? Do they want to be?
I don't think you need to, Phil. I'll tell you why. Maybe you do, or maybe some other guys. I have been with a lot of women in my life. I have, as I said, I have a great deal of sexual energy, and I've had a lot of girlfriends. I've been very direct with them, and I've had a great deal of success by saying to them.
What do you say to girlfriends?
I say to them, your face is not your face is bad, but just you got to do something. I mean, because it's just not happening. I mean, yeah, I'm doing you a big, big favor by just telling you.
I tell you what, I may not know women as well as you, but women are vain. And
they're vain, but they also want to be beautiful. And this is the only way for them to be that way.
All right, 1-800, I would like to know what they think, though. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton from Germaine Hair Care and Salon Products. Is it time to get direct with women about how they're not getting enough value for their dollar in beauty products? Heather, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you. I'm not one to call up, but I'm listening to this show driving this entire time, and I have a real hard time listening to the gentleman you've got on your show, and I would have to actually side with you, Phil, in the fact that I, for one of two reasons, I believe that you are very adamant about what you are saying that you feel needs to be done to women and look at women and all this kind of stuff, because A, you're marketing your company, so it's profitable for you.
That's correct.
And B, I got to be really honest with you. I own my own company, and I deal with a lot of beautiful women, and you just, if this is genuinely how you approach women, I am very surprised that you even get the business that you get.
Wouldn't you agree that women want results? In other words, I can say to them, "Oh, you know, you're so beautiful," or I can tell it like it is. You know what? You need a little bit of work.
Right.
And here's the thing: a lot of women.
I mean, it sounds like you. And I just have to point something else out. And listen, I don't mean this anyway, because you actually cracked me up enough for me to call in. But you have mentioned several times that you've mentioned several times about your sex appeal and your good looks and all this kind of thing.
Well, it's just I've had a lot of experience with sexuality.
Oh, I'm not saying this because of my ego, but I mean, that is exactly what it is.
Well, no, wait. I guess I was responding to the host's question about how I know women's, and I said I have a lot of sex.
Well, what are you saying? You've had a lot of sex with women?
Yeah, no, I've also... Well, the lady may be laughing, but... Okay, look. Billions of dollars in beauty enhancement. Is it really helping the American woman? They're not happy. They don't think so. And I can look around. I've been with a lot of women, and it's pretty tough to look at women these days.
And I got that, but I really understand what you're saying, but are you talking about... It's like one subject, one minute you're saying, okay, billions of dollars have been spent on beauty enhancement, and the next minute you're talking about your sex appeal and how great you are and you're a sexy, good-looking man and you've been with a lot of women and you have
only
to tell
because
women
I think
is,
I'm just saying I know how to talk to women, okay, because of my sexuality.
Wait a minute. I may not have had as many women as you, but I think I've been married 8 years, and I, like I said, if I know one thing about it, women, there's a vanity there that you cannot tread on.
Well, let me ask, is that your name, Heather?
Yes.
Are you, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're not tough on the eye. You deal with a lot of beautiful women, right?
I deal with some very attractive women that are well-known and
what about you?
Myself. But
are you easy to look at? I mean, I don't know how to say it, but
well, you know, I really believe that that's opinion. Many people find me very attractive, but there's people that on my crew that are a different type of woman.
Are
that
you?
They're drawn to that.
Look, I don't want to. Like I said, I don't want to get bitched out by you or anything. But you're not hanky or anything like that.
What do you mean hanky?
I don't.
Well, are you hard on the eyes?
So. My face wouldn't be in the magazines and brochures that
are
it
you,
is if I was.
Are you hard
but
on the eyes?
What I want to get at is that's besides the point.
Yeah.
I personally feel that your approach and what Phil was trying to say was, it's a little bit kind of.
You're not
rash, and there's not a lot of
subtlety and flattering a woman.
You know,
and,
class.
With all due,
there's a way to go about things a little bit differently.
Well, that's true, but with all due respect, Mr. Henry, I've seen Mr. Henry's picture on his website, and I'm very good looking, and because of that, I have had models and I have had movie stars and everything.
And what do you mean you've had movie stars?
Well, I mean I've had sex.
You've had sex with movie stars.
Yes, sir.
And as a result, you've got this beauty company.
Well, I mean, look, the two of you are making me out to be some kind of a retard.
No, not at all.
And
that's your interpretation of our
I'm not
of
a retard,
our opinion
I...
based on your opinion.
No, dude, look, if you're making money, I'm just wondering how effective it is to walk up to a woman in a bar.
Look, the other day, I'll tell you, I went to Rusty Pelican out in Hermosa Beach, and one of this woman who's sitting at the bar, and I said, I'm going to be very honest with you. Have you had breast enhancement? And she said, yeah. I said, well, it ain't making it, you know. And
it ain't making it? What does that mean?
Didn't look good. And I gave her our brochure. And yeah, okay, I guess the lady's going to laugh at this. I said, if you, you know, you can go out with me.
Right, and I can, I mean, really, listen, I'm in an industry.
What magazine are you in?
And I understand your candidness.
What magazine are you in?
I guess I just, it floored me listening to this because I'm driving my car all the way home.
Are you in a magazine or something? Or are you in a brochure?
Pardon me?
Are you in a magazine or a brochure or something?
Yes, I've been in some because of the industry that I'm in, and I'm in a male-dominated industry, and I'm one of the only women, young women, that have done what I've done. But that's besides the point.
Was it auto parts or something, or?
Auto
no,
parts.
Not at all. It's in the cigar industry, but really that what I'm calling about.
Oh, that Monica Lewinsky line is pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
The whole Monica Lewinsky thing with the cigar.
Right. Yeah, it's not quite that, but
okay.
The reason I was calling.
All right, look at Heather.
To
I got a break. Thank you, Heather. Thank you very much. I'm sorry that I can't spend more time with you. All right, Chris Norton joins me from his company, Germaine Hair Care Products and Salon Products for Women. Women are not getting their money's worth out of the beauty investment, the money they spend on beauty products, because you, in your opinion, Okay.
Well, I think a lot of men agree with me, Mr. Henry.
But primarily, this is your opinion. When you look around, you say women are, quote, hard on the eyes. And the other thing is that you feel that the direct approach, going up to a woman and saying to her, you know, I'm doing you a favor. I mean, do you realize, again, I could be wrong.
I think you just have to defer, Mr. Henry. I'm still a bachelor. I do date with a lot of women. I go out a lot. I do meet a lot of young people at various cocktail lounges that I go to. And all the women, you go to them and say, you know, just...
So you sound a little tongue-tied. I mean, what would you say?
Well, I mean, you're being honest with them. You're just going up to them and, I'm trying to find something good to say here, but did you have your eyes done? And you go, yeah. I'll go, okay. And, you know, you try to break the ice with something humorous. You go, did you have your eyes done? And they'll say, yeah. I'll say, okay, are you Mr. Sulu now or something? I mean, are you Chinese or what? I mean, so these are the things that you break the ice.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Marilyn. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Marilyn. Go ahead.
Hello, sweetheart.
Yes.
You know, buddy, you got a problem, a real serious problem. I sit there and listen to you talk. I normally listen to KUPL, but my radio won't switch to FM.
What's that stand for?
FM, so I'm listening to you instead.
KUTL.
And you made me so cold.
What are you talking about?
How much Dr. Phil says.
Is that a dirty?
Get real.
She said something dirty.
What did she say?
She said it's a KUTL or something.
KUPL is excellent Western music.
Well, wait a minute. That's a filthy term, though, isn't it?
Hey, buddy,
no,
you're a filthy term.
KUPL stands for part of a woman's body.
K-U-P-L,
that's a radio station she's talking about.
For good music.
No, okay.
You got it all twisted.
Do you live on the West Coast?
Buddy. You're really twisted.
Do you live on the West Coast?
You know, how much do you have to pay a woman to go out with you? I want
to
know.
Ma'am, I don't have to pay women. I'm trying to help women. If there'd
even
been a guy
you
like me,
to pay me, I wouldn't
well, think
go out
about
with
it.
You.
If you were to think about
the
this,
the hormones drip right out of my
ma'am,
body.
Think about it.
About
if there'd been a guy like me around when you were young, it could have helped you back when you could have been helped. It's too late for you now.
Male chauvinistic pig that you are. Have a good day, Mr. Pig.
Ma'am, you're listening to. She says she said I'm listening to KUPL.
Okay.
That means I'm doing something that's not good. That's dirty.
I'm listening to KUPL.
Yeah, that stands for a part of a woman's body that starts with a V.
I didn't know that.
That's probably a crank caller. But that lady was elderly, Phil, and I was trying to say to her, and she wouldn't let me say, if I'd been around when she was younger, I could have helped her and saved her years of heartache.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Samantha, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I've been listening to your show the whole time.
Yes, ma'am.
And your guest caller, I don't even know his name. I really don't care.
My name's
sorry.
Chris. My name's
but,
Chris.
But you have a completely warped sense. You prey on women with vulnerabilities and insecurities. You're not helping anybody. When you walk up to a woman and say that your breasts aren't making it or anything when she's already had them enhanced, she's trying to make herself look better. Instead, you walk up to her, you prey on her, you tell her that she's not looking that good, and make her insecurities pop up all over again. You're the kind of person in a young woman's life who ends up making themselves feel bad about themselves for the rest of their life. They're always going to find something wrong with their body.
No, ma'am, I'm not trying to do that at all. I'm trying to. No, I'm trying to do, for the first time for American women, go up to them and say, look, let's get real. You've spent billions in the last few years on beauty enhancements, and it's not doing it. I mean, American women today, and they've had a lot to contend with. As Mr. Henry pointed out, there's been a war. They've seen their husbands and sons and sisters and mothers go off to war. There's a lot to contend with in the schools for the children. This has been a tough time for American women. Somebody's got to look them in the eye and say, you know, it's tough to look at you. I mean, they should be thanking me.
And you think that's what American women are really worrying about right now with wars going on, with things going on in the schools, with the people
well,
who are out there on the street?
I would say...
You really think that's what women are worrying about?
Based upon the money they're spending on beauty enhancement, yeah. I believe they believe more than ever before on the stats.
Oh, have you checked out the money they might be spending on psychologists, too, to deal with the insecurities that they actually might have?
Well, maybe
you know,
they
like,
should... Maybe
seriously, what makes me laugh is that how you sit there and you say and you go out and you get all these women and everything. I'm the type of woman, if you ever came up to me and said anything like that, your personality right there would turn me off.
Well, wait a minute.
I don't care how good-looking you say you are. It's a personality that makes a person attractive.
Hey, Samantha,
and yours is disgusting.
Samantha, this is Phil Henry. You said something. I'm fascinated.
Ms. Ritter, can I make a point?
No, hold on. I want to do. I want to do an experiment. Samantha is sitting there in a cocktail lounge or in a restaurant. And Samantha, you're there, and I'm going to have Mr. Norton approach you, as he might any customer. Now, Samantha here is very intelligent. I can tell. Would you agree, Chris?
Yeah, she's. I think she's got the wrong idea, though.
All right, but hold on for a minute. Approach her with your sales pitch, and let's see what she says.
All right, well, I'd come up to her, and I'd say, hi, I'm Chris. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Great. I wanted to say to you, Samantha, something that I think you'll appreciate. I know you're here tonight because you feel you look good, but I'm afraid you don't, and it's been rough.
See,
keep going, because you're really not buying me with the sales pitch.
No, but see, what I'm doing is I'm being very shy about it.
You're being shy about it?
Yeah.
Seriously? Like, you were just very blunt with that. That's not being coy. That's not being shy. That's blunt.
What I say is this.
You're putting someone down as soon as you walk up to them.
No, I come up to you and say, hi, I'm Chris. What's your name? Samantha?
Mm-hmm.
Nice to meet you. I got to tell you, I know you probably want your face to be okay, but...
Jesus, man!
What?
I know you probably want your face to be okay.
Can you actually have women like that hit back on you when you throw them that line?
A lot of women appreciate.
I've had like people wonders hit me with better ones than that.
No, ma'am, I didn't finish. I said I know, but your face isn't cutting it.
Oh, that my face isn't cutting it. Well, guess what? Your brain isn't cutting it, pal. If you have the sense to even come over to me and say something like that.
Mr. Norton, can I say something?
Sir, please. What's happening is you put me on the spot.
Now, come on, man. Your face ain't cutting it. she's going to throw a drink.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Maybe
you know what I think is funny?
Too.
No, you know what I think is funny is Mr. Henry laughing at me. I've had more sass with more women than Mr. Henry will ever have.
Well, you know what? Seriously, those women don't have a brain cell then. Maybe Mr. Henry's getting like laid more often than you are and in a longer relationship because he actually has the brain to compliment his wife. To not
Mr.
tell her that she's not cutting it with her breast or her face.
Mr. Henry's married. How often could he be getting laid?
Oh, well, that's pretty funny, dude. You know, what do you know about being married? Okay? Number two, going up to a woman, are you trying to tell me...
I came up to Samantha in a very shy way. Hi, I'm Chris. I hope you're doing good tonight. I want to be very direct. I have hair care and face products, and your face could really use them.
Good Lord, man. I mean, don't you understand that a woman gets dressed up to go out for the night with her girlfriends, and the first cat that walks up to her and says, by the way, your face ain't cutting it?
I would tell you to go ahead, walk to someone else, and try somebody else out with that line, because I know I'm pretty, I know I'm intelligent, I'm not hard on the eyes or anything else like that, and I don't need a man like you walking up to me, because guess what? I am secure with myself.
Samantha,
and I don't care what you say. It's not
going
to make me more insecure to go to your freaking multi-billion-dollar company or whatever you call it to go and get beauty enhanced.
Ma'am,
that's not going to make me happy.
There's an old saying, honesty is the best policy.
Honesty is the best policy?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's
no.
not.
So don't even try to tell me that honesty is the best policy.
We've been lying to kids.
It doesn't work every time.
Honesty is the best policy because young people...
Hold on for a minute. What did you say? Honesty is the best posse?
I think that's what he said. He was
trying
to say policy, but he got mixed up.
Well, okay, so me coming up to you and saying, hi, Samantha, I'm Chris. I know you want to have a boyfriend, but you're going to have to do something with your face.
Thanks, I do have a boyfriend.
All right, but you're going to have to do something with your... Well, say you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to do something with your face and your breath.
Jeez.
And my breath.
Yeah.
Really, my breath. And my face just doesn't look good enough.
It's
that's what you would actually come to me and try to give me a line about?
No, ma'am, I would say it's not cutting it now, but it could.
You know what? Seriously, when women actually go and do that, they're trying to fill a void within themselves.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter when they go and get their beauty enhancements, because guess what? That void is still there.
Well,
they haven't fixed it.
I think you've got a problem with men, and I think that most of the time my approach is going to work.
Okay,
I
so
have
you
a problem with men?
I think you have a problem with men, yeah. Because
oh
if I come
God.
Up to you,
no,
look,
I think
I'm very
sexy.
I have a problem
with arrogant, egotistical,
no, I'm
you know,
very
maniacal
sexy.
Men like you.
Ma'am, I'm very sexy, and I've had a lot of sexuality. And if for you to look at me and say,
you know what,
oh,
seriously?
Yeah.
A person who has to keep on talking about their sensuality and how much sex they have probably isn't very cute and isn't getting laid very often.
Ma'am, believe me, I get more than a rental car. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh
God,
Jesus,
that
line's so original, man.
Yeah.
Such an original line.
Oh, you tell me you've heard that line before.
Yeah, in every joke book I've ever read.
I don't think so, man, because I wrote it.
Oh,
so,
you wrote it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Dude, take it from me, and Samantha, I think, is trying to tell you, walking up to a woman and say...
Okay, then how come last week I went home with this chick, and when I came up to her and I said, your face is okay, I could make it way, way better... And she went home with me.
How many drinks did you give her?
I didn't give her any. She was already drinking.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a big wonder.
Oh, so you got to be drunk to have sex with me?
Probably.
Okay, how much do you drink?
All right. Look, Samantha, thank you for your call.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, I don't appreciate Mr. Henry not being allowed to me to say to her that her face ain't cutting it.
You already said it 6 times that her face ain't cutting it. It's the Phil Henry Show. Chris Norton from Germain Hair Care. It's named after your partner, the company?
Yeah, my partner's Lance Germain, right? And it was his idea that I could be the front man for the company because I have had, you know, I have been told that, you know, I'm very sexy and I'm good looking. And I think women do aspire to it. I'm not saying I'm the end-all, be-all, but a lot of women want to, you know, date me. And so if you want to date me, you know, you have to do something with your face. You need to do something. You know, you got to get your body together or something. I don't know what.
I just think it's a tough approach, man.
It's tough love is what it is. It's tough love for the women.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Andrea, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Are you kidding me, Chris?
I'm sorry?
Are you kidding me? You think the only way you're going to be successful in life is by dating women because you think you look good?
No. I said the way to get women to get with it, you know, about their face is to be direct with them. That's all.
You're kidding me. How long have you been in this industry so far?
We got the business chartered in December, and we've been incorporated.
I can tell you right now, you ain't going to make it.
Well, excuse me, but what's your experience?
I've been in the beauty industry for 15 years. I've worked for a man who's extremely successful and known worldwide in the industry
for
30 years.
You work for a man. There you go.
You know why I work for a man? He taught me everything I know. The first thing out of his mouth as a professional hairdresser is, you look beautiful. He has always, always, always enforced us to compliment our clients, to tell them that they look beautiful. And you know what? We find the inner beauty in our clients, and they have been friends of ours.
That's not fair to say to a woman, I'm looking at your inner beauty. No, wait a minute. You're saying that's not fair to say I'm looking into your inner beauty. Oh, yeah, by the way, that'll be $150 for your haircut.
And you know what? People will pay it because they feel so, so damn good.
Well, I just feel the honesty is the best posse. And when I say to a woman, like...
All right, let's try it again. And if you've learned anything with our last call, let's try with Andrea. Andrea's sitting there in a cocktail lounge. You walk up to her and say what?
Hi, my name's Chris. How are you?
No, I walk up to somebody. I will be the first person to walk up to somebody and say... Wow, your hair is beautiful, or you are really, really pretty.
Well, I know I am, but I'm talking to you right now.
I'm not talking to you. There's no way.
I would first approach a woman before I... If you said that to somebody, it'd be me. And then I say to you, I appreciate that very much, but you've got to do something with your face.
Yeah, man, that'll work.
How many drinks have you had thrown in your face?
That's a good question. Have you?
Apparently she didn't hear it when I said I'm good looking.
Who cares how good-looking you are? How you treat a person is what's going to make you in this world.
Oh, yeah, right. So you go out with guys that are ugly. I don't think so. I'm married.
I've been so happily married for 15 years.
To a ugly guy? Well, great.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I could send you a picture over the Internet right now. We're a very good-looking couple.
I'm not gay, so thank you, but I don't want a picture of your husband. However, if you want to send one of yourself, I could evaluate it for $50. And tell you what needs to be done.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know what? I don't need anything done.
I'd like you to... Could you please just email me your face or
yes,
whatever?
I absolutely will. I absolutely will.
All right, email it, and I'll look at it, and I'll tell you what you got to do. If anything, maybe there's nothing.
Like, I care.
All right, I got
really
a break.
I don't care.
Andrea, do you want
you
his...
Think something
do you want
needs
his...
to be done with me? You are no friend of mine,
Andrea,
and I
do
will
you...
never, ever buy your product.
I'm just saying, if your face is trucked, if you got a trucked face, don't you want me to say something?
Trucked?
I am told, you know what? No, I was at a party last
night. If your
night,
face
I was
is trucked
told
out.
How hot
right,
I was
on, hold...
and how beautiful I was, and I've never
right.
had any work
yeah,
done.
It's called beer goggles.
No, it's
what
not.
All right, hold on for a minute. Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir.
What did you want to say to the caller? This is, are you there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Who is this?
I want to talk to this man.
What is your name, though?
Yes, sir. My name is Lloyd Bonafide. I'm in Alhambra, California, and I want to say something to this turkey you got on the phone right there.
Turkey?
Yeah, turkey. What are you standing at the ocean shore? What are you, Rod McEwen writing a song or something?
I'm down at the beach right now.
The beach? What in Christ? Are you high?